Well, let's get to GWS ruck coach. It's Dean Brogan. He joins us now. G'day, Dean.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. What a great turnaround from Adelaide Oval to spotless.
Yeah
it's amazing. A week in footy is a long time in our industry. And to be really honest, I thought against Adelaide, we played a really poor second quarter. And I thought for the rest of the game, we really did some good things. And unfortunately, mate, when you play a bad quarter, especially against a team like Adelaide, it turns into a really bad game. But when you actually review it like we did, we thought we came out of the game going, well, we've done some good things here. And look, Adelaide are red hot favourites to take it all out. So we walked away from that game thinking we're not going as bad as what people think.
Okay. Well, that's good. And Dean, I love the way you tried to replicate the noise at the MCG yesterday at Spotless. But, I mean, mate, you know better than most. You just can't quite do it. But it's just a matter of preparing the best you can.
Yeah, look, mate. Look, and to be perfectly honest, mate, I think this is going to be new for a lot of us. Even our senior coach who used to play at Richmond, I think this is going to be something that none of us have ever seen before. And I honestly can't remember when Richmond had made a prelim final. So, look, they're coming out of the woodwork. They're a massive club, as we know, and every man and his dog is going to be at the game. And look, mate, I don't think we can prepare ourselves and our players for what's coming, but all we can do is enjoy it and look forward to it.
Yeah.
Either way, win or lose, mate, we're going to get a great experience on Saturday.
Absolutely, mate. Obviously, Stevie J, we've been talking about him a lot. He came back last week. Kick six goals, but he's got this dodgy knee, mate. He's going to be okay for the weekend.
Yeah, look, Stevie was fantastic last week. He was a bit of an X factor, as he sort of tends to do at this time of the year. And but mate, Stevie's had a normal week for him after a big game. He doesn't actually do that much out on the track, so he did what was yesterday, and we'll see how he pulls up. Today's our day off, so he'll go in and see the doctors and physios, and The coach will make a call on him this afternoon. But at this stage, I would say he would be playing because I haven't heard any different. But you just never know. With when your knees get a bit dodgy, they can swell up the next day and not recover too well. But knowing Stevie and the way he played last week and what's coming, I think his leg would have to be rotting off not to put his hand up to play this week.
Absolutely. He's that sort of player, isn't he? And mate, Brett Dilidio, this is quite freakish that he plays his 250th game in the AFL, and he's going to be doing it against his old club. Does he sort of give you any sort of intel, the coaching staff, regarding Richmond, or you guys basically know all there is to know?
No. We tap into Brett a fair bit, actually. And look, I think for Lids, he's got a game to play, he's got a big occasion for himself that he needs to wrap his head around. But I think from his point of view, I've sort of gone up to him a little bit this week and said, get around to our younger players and sort of help them and let them know what's coming, because he's obviously played at Richmond a long time and he knows the environment that we're going into, and he knows the intels on certain players. So I think more for Lids this week, it's more about helping our players and not so much our coaching staff. But look, it's a massive occasion for him. And, Brett hasn't had the greatest starts with us with his calf issues this year. But, if you'd have said to him a year ago, mate, you're going to be playing in a prelim against your old club, it's going to be your 250th, and there's going to be 90,000 people there, I think he would have said you're kidding. So you couldn't have scripted it better for him personally, but I think he's really. I spoke to him yesterday. He's feeling really good. His body's good, so he's. It's going to be a big occasion for him as well as our boys. But I think he's. I'm glad he's playing for us. That's for sure.
Yeah. Look, the AFL, they do these milestones brilliantly. Dean, we thank you for your time, mate, and it's going to be an exciting final. Good luck with it.
Thanks for your time, guys. Thanks very much. Bye bye.
Standing. It's 8:30, GWS $2.50 at tab.com.au, Richmond $1.55.